The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another Saturday of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio, as you all know, is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, mark the date on your calendar. What? You haven't done that yet? Well, by all means, do it. March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The event will commence at 5 o'clock, and dinner will be served promptly at 6. Individual tickets are available for just $50, or perhaps you would like a table sponsorship. Or perhaps you might show up. Yes, you'll get an individual ticket or maybe a table sponsorship, and then you will look at all the live auction items, all the silent auction items. Perhaps you want to bid on those as well. Just keep in mind, all of the proceeds will benefit Walla Walla High School Athletics, and that's why it's such a special and fun event. It's coming up March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. Peter Allen?
It's a great event. You'll have the ability, I believe, to bid on the right to sit where I'm sitting right here with a legend, Roy Elia, Hall of Famer, in Walla Walla Sports, among many, many other great prizes, and just the fact that you get to support all these kids and support Wahigh Sports is a wonderful opportunity. It's a great night. Please consider coming and joining us.
Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. This afternoon, we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Wahigh Gym, where the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will be playing host to the Richland Bombers. And Peter Allen, can you believe it? It is senior day slash night in the Wahigh Gym.
It's hard to believe. I mean, it feels just like yesterday that this season was just underway. You've seen these seniors for 4 years. I can't believe it's about time to say goodbye to them. But you know, it's all about them tonight. We got five seniors on the ladies' squad and three seniors on the boys' squad. And my intention, along with yours, I know, is to just celebrate them all day.
Well, these are people that are worth celebrating. Make no mistake about it. And we first look at Tychus Gustafson, we look at Bridget Boyd, we look at Lucy Billingsley, we see Maddie Oliveris, we see Annalise Trebwasser, Shayla Creason, Milani Santiago Pacheco, Corinne Hayes, Allison Garcia, and Vianette Ibarra Villasenor. Now, some of these young ladies, not basketball players, but they do have an important part in the Walla Walla High School scheme of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Cheer is a big part of the fan experience. They're in charge of getting the home crowd riled up and supporting our kids. As vital a part of the experience as any of the players. And, you know, these girls have put in the work to cheer on our hometown 5 or 12 or whatever number it is all year long. So it's great to celebrate them as well.
And three outstanding young men to be honored this evening, three Wahai seniors. Three studs, no waiting. What can I say? Colt Pemberton, Niall Dumpser, and Jacob Griffith.
Yeah, I've watched these kids play a lot of basketball over the past decade, whether it be from AAU to their time here at Walla Walla High School. And they're great kids. They're good ball players. And they're just a lot of fun to spend time with and watch play basketball.
Our pregame show today is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals during the course of this Saturday will be presented by our good friend, former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler, Edward Jones, for every three-point make this season by the Wahai Boys and Girls. They will donate $10 to Big Blue Boosters, and we greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, these kids are well supported, but we can always use more support, which enables them to have equipment and swag and you know, put on their pride for Walla Walla and our community.
Our quarters are going to be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And perhaps you know that the baselines and the sidelines are presented by our friend and Big Blue Booster. Let's see, it's, oh, Peter Allen. That's right,
hey,
yes.
What do you know?
Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions are going to be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And how about our scoreboard updates? They'll be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And yes, we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. Well, needless to say, last night, disappointing to say the very least. The Wahai boys and girls traveling to Kennewick to take on the Southridge Suns. The girls were defeated by a final count of 54-39. A contest the Blue Devils trailed by just 1 point at halftime, 22-21, after a horrible start that saw them fall behind in the first quarter by a score of 13-0. The boys' game, on the other hand, well, it was close in the first quarter. Southridge got some separation in the second quarter, led 30-21 at halftime, and then talk about the wheels coming off in the third quarter of that contest. In fact, that happened to both teams last night. The Wahai girls were outscored 16-5 in the third quarter last night. The boys, Peter Allen, were outscored 23-6 in period three.
Yeah, can we just skip this part and just start talking about the
yes.
Seniors? Well, you know, I think it was just tough all the way around. Our boys were not particularly energetic on defense. They were not particularly efficient on offense. I think we got a little stagnant. Didn't make adjustments where we needed to. And you know, Southridge made us pay for it. They have some length. They've got two kids who are very, very good players and got to do whatever they wanted. On the girls' side, you know, honestly, it was the whistle, I thought, that got them. Southridge plays very hard, very active and aggressive. And we responded, and especially for our bigs. Our bigs got into foul trouble really, really early and just couldn't quite maintain after that. So, yeah, very disappointing trip to Kennewick in the Southridge Suns. Yeah, let's talk about those seniors.
Yes, indeed. What a great, great group of young people, and I have no doubt that the seniors have very much to look forward to as far as their future plans once they leave Walla Walla High School.
Yeah, I mean, all these kids are bright kids. They're articulate. They're fun. you know, they're going to do great in whatever it is that they choose to do and whatever path they choose. And, you know, I just consider myself fortunate to have been able to watch these kids grow up and to watch these kids play sports. So bittersweet night tonight, Roy. I know it'll be an emotional one for all of us, but it's time for it's that time of the season again, and we'll just have to give these kids a hug and send them on their way.
Our halftime reports during this Saturday will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, a land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And during the course of that land title of Walla Walla County halftime report, during the girls' broadcast and the boys' broadcast as well, we'll have halftime statistics for you presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. As you all know, our postgame shows will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during that Chevelle Construction postgame show, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by the aforementioned good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Peter Allen, it's going to be a tall, tall order for both the Wahai boys and girls on this Saturday opposing the Richland Bombers.
Yeah. You know, the girls did a great job in their trip to Richland
last time,
you know, squeezing out a seven-point victory, holding the Richland aptly named Bombers. They love to shoot their three-pointers to 20% from the field. So hopefully our defense can be as good as it was last time and do it again, and then we got a good chance. You know, on the boys' side, well, we got the number one team in the state coming in here today, at least on the AP side. The RPI, I think they're number four. I think Max Preps has them maybe number two behind Rainier Beach right now. Short answer is these guys are an exceptional basketball team. They're well coached. They're experienced. And, you know, they're loaded for bear. But what we can do is we can just give it our all. So I'm looking for an effort on behalf of our boys and giving it our best on senior night.
In the last meeting between the two teams at Art Daywall Gym in Richland, it was a great night for the Wahai girls as they gutted out a win over the favored Richland Bombers. Richland went into the game 5-2 in the Mid-Columbia Conference. The Blue Devils just 2-5, and we're coming off a 66-37 loss in the Wahai Gym to the Southridge Suns just 72 hours earlier. But lo and behold, they put it together in Richland in early January and defeated the Bombers by a score of 40-33. The boys, on the other hand, give up a C note and were defeated by the Richland Bombers by a final count of 100-53.
Yeah, not much, not much you can do about that. I mean, just talent across the board. You know, they have Landon Northrup, who feels like it's been there for 8 years. He's just one of those players that's been killing us for a long time. And then they have Lance Hornvet, who's going to Eastern next year, 6'8". You know, we don't have anybody that big or long on our team. And then on the, you know, their junior Jackson Woodard, who might be the best athlete on the court. Starting quarterback for Richland, is just a great athlete. And so, tall order for us. But, you know, on the girls' side, again, you know, we forced Richland into really poor shooting. Reyes went 0-9 from three-point. Davis went 0-10 from the field. You know, if we can do that again, get our hands up, get after these gals, we're going to have our chance.
And as a wise man once said, may the trend continue.
Yes.
On this Saturday afternoon. During the course of this Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on this Saturday, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. We'll also have a coach's corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And coming up next, a player profile interview presented by our good friend, Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. That conversation comes your way next when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley?
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elijah. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and success. Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elijah. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Kelly Ledesma, a sophomore on this year's Wahi Girls Junior Varsity Basketball Team. And Kelly, as we're conducting this interview, it's during a Monday evening practice leading into a weekend's worth of Mid-Columbia Conference basketball games. The Blue Devils will be going to Southridge on Friday, hosting Richland on Saturday, and then the following Tuesday, a road trip to Pasco will be in store. So let's talk about how the season has gone thus far. For the most part, it's been a good one. So talk about it.
It's been pretty great. There's a lot of good things and ups and downs, but with three losses and 13 wins, I believe. I think it's going pretty good.
Now, what have the ups been? Obviously, the 13 victories. Is there a game or two that stand out in your mind at all?
I would say Richland. Richland stood out, and Chihuahua, because we are coming back from a loss. And, you know, it feels good to come back from after losing and winning them again. So that was pretty great.
And without question, and obviously as we're conducting this interview, the Blue Devil JV coming off a couple of tough losses over the weekend against a couple of Kennewick schools. Kamiakin just had one of those nights last Friday when everything seemed to go right for them and everything seemed to go wrong for the Blue Devils. And then the next day, an absolutely heartbreaking loss to Kennewick. So what do you think the team is going to be working on this week to prepare for what is to come this weekend?
A lot of defense and offense. We do switches, and yeah, our coach mainly gives us talks and he prepares us. Sometimes he'll even yell at us just to prepare us for our games. He's a great coach. We also will do a lot of running, but mainly team bonding as well, just to play better.
And how is it to play for one Hebrew Ingram?
Oh, it's amazing, honestly. Obviously, it's my first year doing basketball, and I couldn't ask for a better coach.
Without a doubt. And you say this is your first year of basketball. So what motivated you to turn out for basketball?
Well, I do soccer during my fall sports, and a lot of my soccer friends encourage me to do basketball as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And this past fall, you had an opportunity to participate in soccer at Walla Walla High School. So how did the fall go for you?
The fall was pretty great. I feel like we only lost one conference game. And, yeah, soccer coach is also amazing.
Well, very good. And what was it like playing at such a beautiful facility?
It's indescribable, honestly. I feel like, you know, when you're out there, you're sweating and it's, like, hot. Everything's just going, like, amazing. And, you know, it's aggressive. And, yeah, there's not really words to describe it. You feel kind of, like, free, I guess. I feel like sports at Wall High is kind of way, like, for kids to express themselves. And, yeah.
Now, you're going to be in a soccer venue this spring for the boys soccer team. You're going to be involved with Wall High boys soccer. You're going to be the manager. Is there a reason or reasons why you're making the decision to be a manager for one of the Wall High varsity teams?
I get a better look at the game, and as well as I get my hours to graduate. But also, I just like watching the sport. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And this has been quite the adventure for you coming up to Walla Walla from Southern California, and certainly have roots in the Los Angeles area. So were there circumstances that led to your leaving Southern California and coming up to Southeastern Washington?
I do have a lot of family down here, but I also just, I don't know, needed change, I guess. And honestly, I feel like it was for the best. The people in Walla Walla are amazing, and the program is wonderful. So, yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something, Blue Devil Nation. Her experience is amazing. I would have to say that based on her player profile interview and some other interaction that I've had in the past, this young lady, Callie Ledesma, in her own right, is amazing. And we certainly want to thank her for joining us for our player profile interview. It was presented by our good friend and Wall High graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, LNG Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, LNG Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark as we're conducting this interview. It's after a Monday practice leading into Mid-Columbia Conference games on the weekend against Southridge and Richland. I'd like to take this coach's corner opportunity to focus on the seniors. I mean, senior night, a very, very special night, and it's not only special for the young ladies, it is special for the coaches, it is special for the fans, it's special for mom and dad, it's special for grandma and grandpa, and points beyond.
Yeah, it's a night where we get to celebrate them a little bit, and they put in a lot of time and effort, and these seniors have been through a couple coaching changes, and they've stuck through it, and there were some tough times along the way, but they have been great leaders for me this year, and I'm thankful for all five that I have on varsity.
And let's begin talking about these young ladies. We'll start with Maddie Oliveras.
Maddie has played for me. She played for me on JV for 2 years, and then the last 2 years on varsity. Always has a positive attitude, always gives her all. She's helped us in some games this year, and she's just always brings a little bit of light to practice into games, and I appreciate her quiet disposition, but always has a wise word to say.
And the next young lady is Shayla Creason.
Shayla is a light wherever she is. She is a jokester, and everybody loves to be around Shayla because she's funny and she keeps it light. And you need that during the long season of basketball. And Shayla has really, her role has changed this year. She went from starting to not starting, and she just continues to bring it every night. She can hit an open jump shot for us. She's a hustler. She'll get a rebound when nobody else is getting a rebound. And she's just, I've been really proud of her this year, and just a great kid.
And the shortest of the seniors, but perhaps the biggest heart on the team, Lucy Billingsley.
Yeah, Lucy, she holds a special place in my heart because I've known her since she was little. And good family friends. And Lucy is just a kid who gives you everything she has, both mentally and physically. And she gives that to all of her teammates. She is a girl who is so engaging with whoever she's with. If you're her friend, you get all of Lucy. If you're her teacher, you get everything she's got. And that's a great quality to have. And she's just a great kid. And I can't imagine coaching this year if she wasn't playing. And she's just, I just enjoy every minute I'm around her.
And the last two seniors that we're going to talk about, two young ladies who have a very special bond. We begin first with Bridget Boyd.
Yeah, Bridge, what a kid. You know, she's just a great person. She is a great communicator on the court, a great communicator off the court. She always has a smile, and she's a great athlete. I mean, she can go to college and play a couple different sports. She's going to be successful no matter what she does. And I've got the pleasure of coaching Bridge all 4 years as well. And Bridge is just such a great person, and really has a mind for sports. She sees the game in a way that other kids don't. She'll come up to me and say, "Hey, what do you think about trying this?" And she does it in a respectful way, and she has done everything we've asked her to do. And even when she was hurt for those 4 or 5 weeks, she brought everything she could to this team, and she made us better. And I'm so thankful that I've got to know her, but I'm also thankful that she got to come back and play some games at the end of the season. And she's going to get a playoff game, and she's gonna go out at the top, which is kind of where she belongs.
And last but certainly not least, a young lady who can put the opponent in a daze, a young lady who can amaze, soon to be the pride of Western Colorado soccer, Corinne Hayes.
Yeah, Corinne is always there. She keeps things light, and she's always there to help get through practice when they're tired of listening to me. And Corinne is just a girl that we've seen grow on the basketball court. Soccer is her main sport, and but she's helped us so much this year. We've asked her to do so many things. We asked her to move to guard on the press break. Then we put her back in the post when we need her in the post. We asked her to move to guard on some offenses, and she's able to do that. She has a head for the game, and she sees the game almost like she plays soccer. In soccer, she's a midfielder. She has to see where everything's at, and that's why we put her in the press break at the guard position, because she sees the floor. And it's the first time she's ever played back there this year, and she's done a good job for us and has stabilized us back there and just keeps getting better and better at it. I also want to add, she's just a great kid and another senior who I'm so thankful that they're my senior class, and she's right there.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Richland Bombers, as announced by head coach Amy Westerfield. At guard, Kylie Kukas, 5 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. At guard, Kalani Reyes, 5 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. At forward, Deanna Drake, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a sophomore. At guard, Mary Jane Mendez, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a sophomore. And at guard, Taylor Davis, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a sophomore. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. It's an all-senior starting lineup on this senior day and night. Shayla Creason at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Bridget Boyd at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. And Maddie Olivares at post, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve.
Well, here we are again on senior night, and it's really just a celebration of these great kids, you know, with Shayla and Lucy and Bridget, Corinne and Maddie. You know, these are girls that have put in the work, put in the sacrifice, put in the time to play high school basketball here at Walla Walla High School. And this is the culmination of all that hard work. And it's a lot of fun for us to sit and watch and celebrate these girls as they take the court with their parents who've supported them. And it's just a lot of fun to be here.
Well, I had the privilege of speaking earlier today with one Corinne Hayes, one of the senior honorees. She walks up to me with a bag. I'm thinking, oh, you've got to be kidding. No, she wasn't kidding. For me, what? A necklace with hearts, just in time for Valentine's, right? And kind of one of the themes that whenever I see members of this Wahai girls basketball team, they've got the heart with the finger and the thumb attached. I like to go with the bigger heart myself, using two hands
right.
as opposed to two fingers.
Right.
But in any event, that was a very special gesture. Also a gift card and a card in general that I'm looking forward to opening. So I feel rather overwhelmed and pleasantly surprised, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, it just, the Hayes family, the Billingsley family, the Boyd family, Oliveira's family, Creason family, just great Walla Walla families. I mean, they've raised these great girls to be great people, and it's not surprising at all to me that they would send a little love your way, Roy, and you've supported them and been their biggest fan for 4 years, and it only makes sense that they give you a little something back, although I know that for you, you've gotten way more by watching these girls than you could have ever hoped for.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, there have been a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of roller coaster rides, to say the very least, but feel very, very blessed as I wind down my 20th year as the voice of Wahai Blue Devil basketball. Did it throughout the 1990s, thoroughly enjoyed it, and then after a couple of misfortunes out of town, jobs that did not work out, silly move on my part to leave this beautiful community. I was blessed a decade and a half later to be contacted by the Walla Walla School District, and one Mark Higgins asked me if I was interested in coming back to do Wahai sports, and to say I jumped on it with both feet, I mean, I put the feet right through the floor, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I've obviously been a neophyte to this game, having first paid to play and then been invited back a couple of times. And I have to say, it's just been a true joy to work with you, Roy, but also to watch these kids maybe in a little bit different capacity and to try to cheer these kids on and you know, show again how much we appreciate what they do for us and what great kids they are.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the kids.
100%.
And that's going to do it for our pregame show from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And as the senior ceremonies continue, we're going to step aside for a commercial break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music?
you should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eliah. Continuing prior to the tip-off of this upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahigh Blue Devils and Richland Bombers. Looking at what happened in the Mid-Columbia Conference last evening. Of course, we noted earlier that the Wahigh Blue Devil girls were defeated by Southridge in Kennewick, 54-39. Elsewhere, Kamiakin defeated Sageview. Hold on to your hats. Kamiakin, 85. Sageview, 11. Chiawana, 88. Pasco, 35. Hermiston wins at Kennewick, 62-57. And Richland had doubled up Hanford, 62-31. Elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference today, along with this doubleheader between Wahigh and Richland, Chiawana is at Sageview. Kamiakin will be hosting Kennewick. Pasco is at Hanford. And the big one on the Class 3A side in the Mid-Columbia Conference Girls Basketball Wars should be a dandy game. Southridge at Hermiston.
Those are two really good teams, certainly gave us fits this year, and, you know, they're playing for real hardware here to try to go into the playoffs and with momentum. That should be a barn burner.
Well, we know that the Wahigh girls are going to be in a play-in game next Thursday in Spokane. According to Coach Clark, who I conversated with roughly 45 minutes to an hour ago, he stated that they are going to be playing Mount Spokane, and that is a play-in game. It doesn't quite have anything to do with the district tournament. Very, very simple. If you win the game, you have the honor and the privilege of playing the top seed in that district tournament. A couple of nights after that, if you lose, plain and simple, your season comes to an end.
Yeah, well, no good deed goes unpunished, Roy. But, you know, we're always looking for a little bit more basketball. And if our girls can go out and get Mount Spokane, that'd be a nice little cherry on top. And then who knows? I mean, I guess it's not March, but in terms of high school, February is basically the same thing. And anything can happen on any given night. And that's the great thing about basketball.
And if anybody has any doubt, I hearken back to, 72 hours ago, maybe 48 hours ago, I think it was Wednesday night, if I am not mistaken. We all thought, well, the Rose City is going to not have a good night. The Gonzaga Bulldogs were in town, and look what happened there. Just a few nights after defeating St. Mary's in a great ball game last Saturday night in Spokane, the Bulldogs suffer a monumental letdown and lose to the Portland Pilots, the first time it's happened in a decade.
Yeah, just a testament to the what I just said, which was anything can happen in basketball. And Gonzaga certainly, hopefully, can use that as a wake-up call. I know Coach Few is going to get after him. Maybe a few key players dinged up a bit, but hey, anything can happen. That's the beauty about basketball, is that all you need to do is get hot and you can beat anybody. And Wahigh girls are no different. If they get hot here today, then the Richland Bombers might be in trouble. But Richland's going to try to get a little revenge, so it should be a great one.
And we'll be back to the Wahigh Gym after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Senior Day and Senior Night being celebrated on this first Saturday in February. The Wahai Blue Devil girls about to take on the Richland Bombers in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. And can you believe it? Next Tuesday night, the regular season finale. Where does the time go, Peter Allen?
I don't know. Normally, when they're talking about senior night, I just assume that they're talking about you and I. But but not tonight, I guess. We're gonna keep celebrating these kids who have given 4 years to the program. And what's really nice is we're sitting here watching these girls get introduced. The entire Wahai boys basketball team is in the handshake line. Just another testament about how these kids on both teams support each other all the way through the season.
They support each other. They love each other. They adore each other. Some more than most, but...
Well, to say the very here least. We go. Here, we're getting some seniors here. And listen to the crowd. I think you can hear it over our microphones. Just nothing but love out here at the Wahai Gym.
Oh, feeling the love, Blue Devil Nation. Feeling the love on this senior day and senior night. Wahai Blue Devil girls in mirror moments will be taking on the Richland Bombers. And speaking of that regular season finale, me and Pasco on Tuesday night when the Blue Devils oppose the Pasco Bulldogs. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5:45, give or take. The boys at 7:30, give or take. And I say give or take because it's senior night at Pasco High School next Tuesday night. And as if that wasn't eventful enough, I understand SWX is going to be there as well. So it's really going to be a late night on a school night.
Well, you know, when we go to the big city, you know, the fancy folk come out. And, you know, not to be hypocritical, Roy, but hopefully we can get it done on our senior night and maybe ruin Pasco's a little bit. But hopefully we can get back going and get some momentum going in the playoffs.
And from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, here is our national anthem. now, the Wahai Fight Song. And our first quarter this afternoon, presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. We're going to get this contest underway at 3:36 on this Saturday afternoon. And the tip is controlled by the Blue Devils. A nice job by Bridget Boyd, who tipped it into the backcourt to fellow senior Corinne Hayes. And we are underway. High post, Corinne Hayes had the ball knocked away, recovers. Will dribble to the free throw line. Pass inside, going to be stolen up by Richland, stolen by Davis. Nice job by Davis, whose father, Eric, played with distinction at Ephrata High School, then at Walla Walla Community College, and then went on to play and coach at Central Washington University in Ellensburg. Currently, he is a principal in the Tri-Cities as a lay-in is put up and missed by Mendez. A nice play by the Bombers, but a miss. The Blue Devils come the other way after the empty Richland possession. And here is Corinne Hayes, far side. Far corner, Olivares up top to Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball. Richland in a lady-to-lady defense. Billingsley guarded by Davis. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, Creason. Creason, one dribble on the wing. Bounce it inside for Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the lane. Throws one up off the glass and off the iron. Gets her own rebound near side. And she'll get it inside for a lay-in. Put up and good with the left hand by Corinne Hayes.
Really good adjustment there by Bridget Boyd. You go, got her own rebound. Was going up to shoot. Saw a better opportunity and dumped it into Corinne for the bucket.
2-0 the Blue Devils, 6:43 and counting left in the first quarter. There's a strong drive far side, cut put up and missed by Kukas. Gets her own rebound after a deflection or two. Gets it on the far side for a three-pointer that is up and no good by Drake. But there for the follow is Davis. And this was something that hurt the Blue Devils mightily last night, giving up offensive rebound after offensive rebound.
Well, Davis is a good young player, only a sophomore. She's already had a tremendous look that didn't go down and is already causing problems.
Has an older sister playing at Columbia Basin College, a young lady that I absolutely adore, playing for a very successful at CBC basketball team as we have a knockaway on the far side, ball out of bounds to the far sideline. The Blue Devils will inbound with 6 seconds on the shot clock. They will inbound on the far sideline, presented by...
Oh, Washington Trust Bank, of all places.
Right on cue.
Man,
perfect timing.
How terrible would that have been if I'd screwed that up? Almost did.
Inbounds pass stolen by Mendez. Turnovers were a problem last night for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils turned the ball over 29 times in that loss to Southridge last evening. Bombers in possession. Davis on the near side to Kukas. Kukas on the wing. Guarded by Shayla Creason. She'll dribble into the lane. Stop. Get it on the far side. Driving on the far side. Throwing up a reverse lane and missing it is Mendez. And the Blue Devils come away with the basketball. Hayes with a pass on the near side to Boyd. Boyd cutting to the goal. Got by Kukas. And she is fouled from behind by Kukas. And what a pass by Corinne Hayes.
Yeah, that was a great pass in transition from Hayes to Boyd. Boy, how many times have you said that over the years? Richland had no choice but to foul Bridget.
And she will step to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by the Southpaw is perfect.
Atta girl.
And the Blue Devils lead 3-2 with 5:33 left in the first quarter. In earlier action on this Saturday, Richland prevailing in the girls' freshman and girls' junior varsity games, Maggie Nicholson's gallant Blue Devil Babies losing 44-34 to Richland, and Richland winning the girls' junior varsity contest 53-39 over an injury-riddled Blue Devil ball club as a foul is called on the far side. Bridget Boyd reaching in on Mendez, and that's the first foul of the game on the Blue Devils.
Well, let's hope that we don't have a repeat of yesterday when the girls just got into foul trouble early. I mean, active hands are good. Active fouls are bad.
Drake far baseline shot in and out of heartbreak, and the rebound off to Maddie Olivares. Far side to Creason. 4-2 the Blue Devils, approaching 3 minutes gone by in this opening quarter, and delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on Senior Day and Senior Night here in the Wahai Gym. Near side, Creason with a basketball. One dribble. Gets it in for Corinne Hayes. Left-hander is up and good!
Nice little left-handed jump hook by Corinne Hayes. Shows ambidextrous nature. I was going to try to make up a word there, Ryan.
Fine with me. Here is Davis for three. Near side, misses it. Gets her own rebound. Put back in the lane is good for Davis.
We have to box her out. She is long and she is active, and we're going to have to put our tail on her to keep her out of the lane.
I imagine she has spent a lot of time shooting with her dad, Eric, who is, again, a tremendous basketball player at the high school and collegiate levels as well, and he is in attendance at this contest. 6-4 the Blue Devils as we approach the 4-minute mark time remaining first quarter. And a pass near side by Billingsley goes behind Bridget Boyd out of bounds. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Stone into the Richland lineup. The Zip Zone Conoco substitution. And for the Blue Devils, a couple of Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Molly Franklin is in along with Delilah Franson. They are out there with Billingsley, Hayes, and Boyd.
Great minutes on senior night from two seniors who don't normally get the start. Shayla Creason and Maddie Olivares. Really solid performance in the first 4 minutes of this game.
And a three by Reyes gives Richland a 7-6 edge. Blue Devils with a basketball. Near side, it is Bridget Boyd in possession. Boyd against Kukas. Up top to Corinne Hayes. Handed off to Lucy Billingsley between the rings. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, Molly Franklin. Back to Billingsley, near side. Billingsley will dribble into the lane. Goes all the way, puts it up and missed it. But there, for the follow, is Corinne Hayes, putting him in a daze. And Hayes continues to amaze here in the first quarter. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wauhai 8, Richland 7. A shot on the far side, a left-hander missed by Richland. A tie ball inside, and the ball will stay with the Bombers.
Well, we're staying with them so far. I mean, I really like how we're getting the ball inside to take advantage of Richland's lack of size. And if we can keep doing that and be efficient, then good things. Oh, great steal by Bridget Boyd.
And she stops as she crosses the midcourt line, looking for help. And a pass near side almost got away, but alertly, Molly Franklin is there near side. Now it's Hayes, now it's Billingsley with a basketball. 2:54 and counting, left in the first, 8-7, the Blue Devils. Inside of the basketball is Boyd. Bounces it in for Hayes, and Hayes will score! Holy Toledo! What a first quarter for Corinne Hayes! 8 points in the quarter. The Blue Devils up 10-7.
So far, the two-man game between Bridget Boyd and Corinne Hayes has been extremely effective against Richland. Let's hope it can continue.
Davis out front, a three straight away. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound to Delilah Franson. Franson down the near side on the dribble. Off for Bridget Boyd. Boyd near side for three. It's going to be short. The rebound off to Davis. Davis into the front court. Far side. Is stripped by Boyd. Loose ball off to Franson. Franson far side. She'll take it all the way. Eludes one Richland player in the low block and scores. And a timeout called by Richland. 2:04 left in the first. Wauhai 12 and Richland 7, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wauhai Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. We go inside of 2 minutes remaining first quarter. Wauhai 12 and Richland 7.
You know, really good job by Delilah Franson on that last possession. She stole the ball, went back up, had a really nice jump stop, and laid the ball in. Just really, really fundamentally sound by Delilah.
Pass out front, going to be ripped away by Boyd. Almost ripped away, but it's taken out front by Reyes. Here's a shot on the near side. A two-pointer up and good. No, a three-pointer up and good near side by Mendez. A much-needed basket for the Bombers, who now trail 12-10. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. Going to invest? Do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Franklin with a jumper near side. It's off the mark, and the rebound off to Richland, taken by Reyes. Here come the Bombers. Here is Kukas, left alone out front. Three on the way is around and off. Rebound Hayes. She had it knocked away by Davis. Davis gets it in the lane, now gets it back on the near side. Three-point attempt is in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Billingsley. Here comes Lucy out of the backcourt on the dribble. 12-10, the Blue Devils were in the final minute of the first quarter. Here is Corinne Hayes driving down the far side. Hayes leaves it short, but she is fouled.
Love the fact that Corinne Hayes is attacking the basket, and she's definitely been rewarded there.
Mendez with the foul. That is the second in the quarter on the Bombers. And Corinne Hayes to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first in the air. Good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Drake returns to the Richland lineup. She is in for Mendez. And Micaiah Lawyer into the Wahine lineup. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. She is in for Lucy Billingsley. Another free throw coming for Corinne Hayes. It is up, and it is good. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce, into the Blue Devil lineup. She replaces Corinne Hayes, who had a fabulous first quarter with 10 points.
Boy, she really did. You know, she's already surpassed her season average of 9 points a game here in the first quarter. I think that what Coach Clark has got going, getting the ball down into our bigs, has been really effective. Let's hope it continues.
It's one thing to meet expectations, but to exceed them in the first quarter? Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding, as Drake misses one inside in the low block. Tough luck for her, and here come the Blue Devils. Franzen down the far side on the wing to Boyd. A three on the way by Bridges. Good! A Bruce Reed three from the far wing by Bridget Boyd, and that means $10 for Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Here's a three out front by Davis. It's up. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound deflected by Lawyer and taken by Lawyer with 7 seconds. Lawyer on the dribble with five, with four. Passing the near side. Here is Boyd for three. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound deflected out of bounds. And here at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 17, Richland 10. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Boy, couldn't ask for a better start, better first quarter for the Wahai girls. They're really, really playing well.
Jumper by Lawyer from the free throw line is around and off, and the rebound off to Richland, taken by Mendez. Mendez had her pocket pick, loose ball off to Billingsley. I believe it was Molly Franklin who got her hand in and knocked the ball free. Lawyer bounces it to Hayes. Hayes into the lane. She'll put it up and in. It will not count. They're going to call her for a travel. Tough break there.
Yeah, she kind of got caught between about three different people and had to take that extra step. I mean, I personally thought it was an excellent Euro step to the bucket, but I don't get to make those decisions. They don't pay me for that.
They should.
They really should.
Richland basketball. Davis far side. Gets it to a cutting Drake. Bounce it on the far side. Back to Drake on the far wing. Shot put up and no good. Offensive rebound by Stone. And Stone has it ripped away by Pierce. Bounce pass far side, and Gracie Pierce is fouled.
Gracie Pierce coming in and making a difference on a hustle just right away. This kid is just a fantastic young talent. So excited to watch her for the next 3 years.
Fallon Drake is her first of the ball game. Her father, Darren, in attendance, an outstanding basketball official at the high school and collegiate levels. Corinne Hayes bounce it in for Pierce. Pierce will lay the ball up and in. The senior to the freshman for the deuce, and the Blue Devils up 9, 19-10. 6:43 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Drake gets it in. And ball knocked away, but recovered on the near side. It was knocked away from Stone, and here is Pukas driving near side. She had the ball knocked away. It went off of her knee and out of bounds, and it's Blue Devil basketball.
Well, Molly Franklin, you might as well call her Muhammad Ali, because she is floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee with those fast hands, causing two turnovers in the last minute here. Fantastic job by the young freshman.
And a fantastic reference.
I do what I can.
A turnover by the Blue Devils. Davis gets it in for Kukas, and Kukas lays it in transition. Nice job by the Bombers, who pulled within 7, 19-12. Near side, here is Corinne Hayes. Hayes with the basketball, up top for Pierce. Gracie Pierce. Near side to Hayes. Hayes being bodied far side by Stone, and she is going to be called for a travel.
Well, again, just getting a little bit caught up in being aggressive to the hole, which I don't want her to not do. So keep going to the hole, Corinne. Don't worry about the travel. Just go get buckets.
Could have easily been a foul on Stone, too.
100%.
She was riding Corinne Hayes the whole way, for heaven's sake. Here's a three far side by Davis that is off the mark, and Franklin with a rebound. Far side to Hayes. Corinne front court. Stops the high post, will bounce it into a cutting Billingsley, and she is stripped in the lane. Nice play by Mendez. Mendez into the front court, gets it on the near side to Kukas. Kukas gets by Lawyer, throws it up wildly and missed it. Rebound off to Drake, gets it up top. Here's a three on the way by Mendez. That is good. 19-15, the Blue Devils.
Well, when Mendez has the opportunity to get her feet set, she's got a really solid fundamental jumper, and she's hit two tonight in that spot. We got to keep her moving.
And a bad pass inside, knocked away by Richland, taken by Richland. Another Blue Devil turnover. Kukas with the basketball, far side to Drake. Drake will bounce it inside. The foul is going to be called. Foul from behind by Lucy Billingsley. That's her first. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Bridget Boyd into the ballgame for a hustling Molly Franklin.
Absolutely. Great minutes by Molly Franklin. Another one of these young Blue Devil women who are going to benefit for the next 3 years. And speaking of benefits, the Richland Bombers just threw one out of bounds.
An unforced error. That pass from the far side right by Mendez. And out of bounds to the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. And the Blue Devils in possession, leading 19-15. 4:46 and counting left in the second quarter. Far side Lawyer with a basketball. Loops it inside. Has Pierce. One dribble. She's triple teamed. And the ball goes awry and is taken by Davis. Davis on the far side to Kukas. Gets it on the baseline to Drake. And a pass inside for Stone goes off of her head. A Stone head as opposed to a bit of Stone hands. But the Blue Devils lose the basketball on the far sideline, and the ball back to Richland.
Well, that was really too bad. Mack Lawyer made a really good play on defense to get the ball and then kind of got bumped by Kukas, and no foul called, and she fumbled it out of bounds.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Reyes has re-entered for Richland. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Stone that curls out, and the rebound off to Gracie Pierce. Now it is Micaiah Lawyer in possession on the near side to Bridget Boyd. Boyd. Looking, looking. Off for Lawyer. Closely guarded by Kukas. The double team and a timeout called by the Blue Devils just before the ball was lost in the backcourt. And I'll tell you, these Bombers are very, very physical and very, very fortunate that aren't being called for more fouls, Peter.
Agreed, but I tend to like to let them play a little bit, even though the last couple minutes has been a little rough for us. I got to tell you, really nice timeout by Coach Clark there. Well-timed. We were definitely in trouble getting in the corner up top, and good job in not turning the ball over by Coach Clark.
your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update with exactly 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Wauhai 19 and Richland 15. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277.
One thing I've noticed in the adjustment made by the Bombers here in the second quarter is they've started to key on our two seniors, Bridget Boyd and Corinne Hayes, and have kind of eliminated the two-man game in between the two of them.
A miss out of the timeout period. A three near side by Boyd off the rim, and Richland in possession of the basketball. High post at Stone, hands it off out front for a three by Reyes that is no good, and the rebound off to Bridget Boyd. One and done for the Bombers. And here is Corinne Hayes into the front court. Near side to Boyd. Now it is Billingsley out front. Lucy Billingsley, closely guarded by Kukas. Pass on the near side to Boyd. Boyd will drive on the near side, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Richland. Going to be called on Stone.
Well, Stone got the foul, but Davis easily could have picked up one there. Very aggressive. I thought she was banging on her hands a little bit, but eventually the right result happened.
And a zip zone Conoco substitution for Richland. Ellie Fox into the ball game. Blue Devils leading 19-15, 3:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Boyd, near side. Stops on the near side. Puts it up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound going to be taken by Richland. Going to be taken by Reyes. Near side with the basketball is Fox. Fumbled the ball, recovered it, and lays the ball up and in. And it's a two-point ball game. 19-17, the Blue Devils. 2:57 and counting left in the second quarter. Pierce the high post. Gracie, near side, goes into the lane, puts one up off the rim once, twice, no good. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Gracie Pierce of the Blue Devils.
I think that was a little bit of frustration on the part of Gracie Pierce. She was getting harried in the high post. She had a really nice turnaround, didn't go down, and she was just going after the rebound, went up and over the back.
Blue Devils just 2 points here in the second quarter. Richland has scored seven. An opportunity to tie or take the lead here. Here's a drive on the near side by Reyes. Pass in the lane, stolen by the Blue Devils. Here's Pierce into the front court. Gracie going to go coast to coast. Left-handed lay-in, too hard. Followed by Billingsley is blocked, but a foul is going to be called on Richland.
Really good hustle play by Lucy Billingsley. You know, for somebody who is not particularly tall at 5'6", she sure gets after it and rebounds the ball well for our Lady Blue Devils.
And Lucy to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Molly Franklin, Delilah Franzen in for the Blue Devils for Mac Lawyer and Gracie Pierce. And what did they give the Blue Devils? That's right, quality minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lucy Billingsley. And that one is good.
I like the fact that our girls are hitting their free throws here tonight. If the Bombers are going to give up fouls, it's nice to punish them for it.
Blue Devils at the moment, 6-for-6 from the charity stripe. Davis at the free throw line. Far side Drake, a three on the way. Line drive shot up and good for Deanna Drake. Her first field goal of the contest, and it pulls the Bombers to within a single point. 21-20 the Blue Devils, 2:05 and counting left in the second quarter.
The Bombers are, like I said, aptly named. They are not afraid to shoot the ball from outside. They've been a little bit more successful today than they did in the last one, but we're holding our own on defense.
A miss by Franzen, and at the other end, throwing the ball up and in is Kukas. And Richland takes the lead, 22-21.
That was a bit of a prayer that got answered right there, Roy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No question about it as Billingsley drives into the lane. Near side to Franzen. Franzen, far side Franklin. Three on the way by Molly. Going to be short. Rebound taken by Franzen. Up top to Hayes. Hayes will drive far side. Scoop shot around Drake. Well, not there, but there for the follow is Lucy Billingsley.
Another fantastic rebound.
Absolutely. By a great young lady. 23-22 the Blue Devils. There's a knock away by Franzen. Loose ball to Corinne Hayes. Far side to Billingsley. Lucy into the front court on the dribble. Off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes is picked up out front by Kukas. On the far side it goes to Molly Franklin. Between the rings to Billingsley. Billingsley in the lane for Hayes. Hayes against Kukas. Gets around her. Puts it up short. And the rebound comes off to Kukas. Near side to Davis. in the final minute of the second quarter, 23-22 the Blue Devils, but not for long. A three-pointer put up and good near side by Reyes. And Richland leads 25-23.
They are not shy. They will pull from anywhere. And in transition, that one hurt us a little bit.
Far side, Franklin with the basketball. Franklin guarded by Reyes. Now it's off to Billingsley, loops it in for Hayes. The pass leads Corinne a bit too much, but the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fox, and the Blue Devils will retain with 8 seconds on the shot clock. 19 seconds left in the second quarter, 25-23 Richland. The Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. There's a pass inside for Hayes, left-handed lane, no good. Gets it back in the lane. Her put back in the lane is good! Good execution, the heck with it. Let's just say that is our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. We're tied at 25, and a whistle away from the ball, a foul called on Richland. And it is called on Drake.
I got to say, that was a really nice set out of the out-of-bounds play. So fresh indeed by Fresh Nature, and a nice turnover for our girls here.
Billingsley off to Hayes. 2 seconds left in the quarter. She'll launch it from outside. It is blocked by Drake. Loose ball comes off to Boyd, and here at the halftime, we are even Steven. Wahai 25. Richland 25. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime, the Wahai Blue Devil girls and the Richland Bombers in a 25-25 tie. And our halftime report is presented by our good friend, Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And we begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with what else? Halftime statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for the Blue Devils, Gracie Pierce with 2, Lucy Billingsley with 4, Delilah Franson with 2, Bridget Boyd with 5, and Corinne Hayes with a game-high 12. The Blue Devils with 9 field goals in the first half, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 6-for-6 from the free throw line. High was whistled for 3 personal fouls. For Richland, Kukas with 4, Reyes with 6, Drake with 3, Mendez with 6, Davis with 4. Fox with 2. Richland with 10 field goals in the first half. 5 from long distance. The Bombers did not shoot a free throw in the first half, and Richland was called for 6 personal fouls.
Yeah, got to hand it to our defense in their ability to keep Davis off the scoreboard. She was working hard, but we just worked a little bit harder. The one adjustment I will give Coach Westerfield credit for in the second half is she really ramped up the physicality that the Bombers played on defense. Sort of made it a little bit more difficult for us to run through our offense. We were really slicing through them in the first quarter, so they ramped up the pressure. But, our girls did respond, and we've got a heck of a ball game going 25-25 here at half.
And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Fastco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Our halftime score, Wahai 25, Richland 25. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil girls and Richland Bombers tied at 25 here at the halftime break. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by sending out heartiest congratulations to the Wahai girls bowling team, Class 3A state champions.
So fantastic. All congratulations in the world go out to our Lady Blue Devils who are rolling the rock and getting the title and getting it done. That's just fantastic. Love to get another trophy in the trophy case here.
And if I am not mistaken, I think they won some other titles on their way to the big prize. And one of those big prizes leading up to the biggest prize of them all was a district championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really running through the league and the district all year. You know, you read the paper, you hear about them, and they just have had nothing but success all year. And obviously all the way to the pinnacle, which is the state title. Just fantastic job by the girls representing Walla Walla High School and our community. Couldn't be prouder.
And we'll remind you once again, the annual Big Blue Booster fundraising dinner and auction is coming up March the 28th. I believe it's 7 weeks away.
Yeah, and you know what a good, I think I got a great idea for another silent auction item. I think bowling lessons by the state champions
yes.
should be in play. I think that there's people who would pay big money for that. I know I would.
Well, especially from state champions, not just any Tom, Dick, or Harriet off the street just going into the bowling alley to have a good time during a league night or whatever it might be. We're talking getting instruction from state championship caliber bowlers.
Yeah, you can't put a price on that, Roy. You can't put a price on that. It's but we'd love to try. We would love to try at the auction. So come put a price on it and take that, 90s level bowling average up to 220 at least. I think that's a guarantee. I'm not sure who's guaranteeing it, but there's a guarantee out there.
That Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The doors will open at 5. Dinner will be served at 6. individual tickets available for $50. Table sponsorships, I believe, are still available, but they're all going fast. And if for no other reason, come on out. You're going to have a great time. It is guaranteed. Now, you're going to help Walla Walla High School Athletics by purchasing an individual ticket, by purchasing a table sponsorship, but also give serious consideration to some of the silent auction items that will be there and some of the live auction items that will be on full display.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good stuff. Our community really comes out and donates, whether it's a package for yoga or Wahai swag or, wine. I mean, the whole deal. You really, it's really a showing of the community's support for our kids. And it's just a fun night. A lot of good times, a lot of blue and white. And come on, it's a fabulous time.
And we will also note during our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report that the regular season finale is upon us. Next Tuesday night, the Wahai boys and girls will be in Pasco to oppose the Bulldogs. The girls' game scheduled to start at 5:15, followed by the, or 5:45, excuse me. The boys' contest will begin at 7:30, and we will take the air at or around 5:15 on Tuesday night from the Tri-Cities right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it. For our halftime report, it was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahai 25, Richland 25. We'll be back in the second half action after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, could it be the Wahai girls are inspired by some special guests here tonight? The 1984 Girls Basketball State Championship team is going to be honored this evening. It's a 25-25 tie as we begin the third quarter of this contest, and it's presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. What a great group of ladies that was. Fantastic run in the state 1983-84 as a three is missed from the far side by Reyes. A heartbreak rattles in and out. Blue Devils come the other way. And a lost ball far side. The ball taken by Richland. Here is Davis on the near side to Kukas. Kukas will throw up a runner wildly and miss it. And the rebound off to Franson. Talk about being out of control. There's out of control and then there's out of control. Here is Billingsley off to Bridget Boyd. Tied at 25. That's the start of the third quarter. Closely guarded by Kukas. Near side for Billingsley. The ball knocked out of bounds by Davis. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. They will inbound on the near sideline just to the left of the Blue Devil bench. Of course, the near sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass down low to Hayes. Hayes is double teamed. Gets around a bomber. Puts it up. And in! Corinne Hayes with 14 in the contest after knifing her way through.
Yeah, Corinne is having herself a night, which is great.
Kukas with a three. That is way off the mark. Nothing but glass, and here comes Bridget Boyd. Boyd behind the back with a dribble to lose three bomber defenders. Between the rings, it is Billingsley with a basketball on the far side to Hayes. Top of the key extended to Boyd. Long three on the way, going to be short off the front of the rim. The rebound is taken by Richland, taken by Mendez. Here is Davis with the basketball. Pass on the far side, wide open Drake. Baseline jumper is good for Deanna Drake, who has 5 points in the contest. And we are tied at 27.
Well, really nice vision by Davis to find her wide open in the corner.
A pass inside for Delilah Franzen. Didn't handle it real cleanly. She was a little out of control, but managed to throw it off a bomber. Ball goes out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils.
Well, the one thing about Delilah is that she is fast, and sometimes maybe a little too fast, but it worked out for us.
Fast, athletic, and a great young lady. As Billingsley goes into the lane, has her pocket picked, and the ball out of bounds. Corinne Hay is not able to handle it cleanly, and the ball back to Richland. Lucy trying to force it that time, and it just wasn't there.
Well, I heard about three slaps on her way to the bucket, and not really sure what the officials are listening to or, quite frankly, seeing, but they're letting them play out here today.
Reyes for three out front. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and a strong rebound by Lucy Billingsley. Rips the ball away from a couple of bombers, and a foul is going to be called on Mendez.
Well, what do you know, Roy? Their whistles do work.
They heard you. They heard you. All heed Peter Allen. The words of Peter Allen.
Boy, what a dangerous concept that is.
We are tied at 27. We're not having any fun, are we? No, of course not. 5:39 and counting left in the third quarter. A lost ball. Outlet pass in the front court to Kukas. Lay-in put up and good off a Blue Devil turnover. And Richland takes the lead, 29-27. Billingsley with a basketball. On the near side, Molly Franklin. Franklin, near side against Reyes. Bounce pass inside for Hayes, and Hayes will lay it up and in as she got around Drake down in the low block.
Well, Corinne, once she gets down there, they don't have anybody that can stop her. She's just really doing a good job of getting down in the block.
Shot blocked inside. Kukas goes to the deck. Franzen goes to the deck. Blue Devils come the other way. A bounce pass inside by Hayes. Goes Orion, goes out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Stone is back for Richland. She is in for Drake. Micaiah Lawyer checks into the ball game, and she is in for Molly Franklin. And a timeout call with 4:57 left in the third quarter. We're tied at 29, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. 4:55 and counting left in the third quarter. Wahai Blue Devil girls and Richland Bombers tied at 29. Stone with the basketball on the near side to Reyes. Reyes with one dribble. Pass knocked away. It's taken by Bridget Boyd. Boyd down the far side. Boyd goes in and will score!
Really good individual effort there by Bridget Boyd, making the play on defense and cashing it in on offense.
Seven in the game for Bridgie. It's 31-29, the Blue Devils, just inside of 4.5 minutes left in the third. Driving in and scoring for Richland, making it look easy, is Mendez. We're tied at 31. We approach the four-minute mark. Time remaining third quarter. Lawyer loops it in for Billingsley, and her pass to the far side is taken by Davis. Lucy not exactly in control that time as she took that ball on the baseline. And here's a three far side up and in for Mendez. And Richland takes the lead. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Richland 34, Wahai 31. Lawyer pass inside. And that's a bad pass. It's knocked away, stolen by Richland.
Got to be a little bit more patient, Roy. That was just trying to do too much with too little.
Here is Kukas, got a pick near side, puts it up off the rim, no good. Inside position established by Mendez. He throws the ball off of Delilah Franzen. Ball goes out of bounds. The ball in possession of Richland. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Substitutions. Drake is back for Richland. She is in for Davis. Molly Franklin and Gracie Pierce have checked in for the Blue Devils for Lucy Billingsley and Delilah Franson. 3:33 left in the third, and an offensive foul is going to be called for an illegal screen. And it is called on Stone of the Bombers.
Well, that was a stone. She tried to put up a stone wall and didn't get away with it.
Well, no question about it. She had the stones to try to do it, right? You might say. And the Blue Devils.
We commit.
Yeah,
that's
right.
One thing that can be said about us. We'll
one
commit to a shtick, no problem.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's you and me both. Well, all right, here we go.
Yep, another lost ball, another turnover by the Blue Devils. And Richland in possession. Reyes lost it near side. Bodies on the deck, and a held ball is called. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils.
Well, everybody seems to be all right coming out of the scrum there. And the best part is that it's Blue Devil ball.
And Richland, little zone press, broken by the Blue Devils. Far side here is Boyd for three. That's going to be way short. Can Warrior save it? She tried, and she stepped on the end line. And the ball back to Richland, another empty Blue Devil possession.
Yeah, it might have been a little quick on the part of our ladies. We've done a pretty good job when we've been in the half court, so I think spending a little bit more time there getting a good shot is what we should be doing.
Long three, far side by Reyes, an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Pukas is not able to claim the basketball, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Nice to see a lot. That state championship team from 1984, also in attendance. The coach of that ball club, Marta McClenney, as the Blue Devils commit another unforced error. And if they keep this up, Brickland's going to take them right out of the ball game, Peter.
Yeah, just sloppy. Just sloppy play. You know, I mean, if this keeps up, we're going to have to go into the stands and get some of those gals from the 84 team who all still look like they can play.
Exactly. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Lucy Billingsley has re-entered for the Blue Devils. Davis is back for Richland. She possesses the basketball. Near side to Reyes. On the wing to Kukas. Down low for Stone. Stone in the lane. Nice drop-off pass. Lane put up and good by Drake, and a foul call. That is beautifully done by the Bombers.
You know, for all of the fouls that haven't been called in that game, and the officials go and call that one, which was marginal at best, that's just a tough one. But only two fouls for Corinne Hayes, so not fatal.
That's the first foul in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Drake to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And it is good. She had 3 points in the first half, has five here in the third quarter. And Richland leads by a half dozen, 37-31. Billingsley driving in. Throws it up and missed it off the glass. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Richland. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Here is Davis with the basketball. High post, pass for Reyes, deflected by Franklin, recovered out front by Reyes. Far side, here is Drake for three, and that one is off the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Pierce, off to Billingsley. A great hustle play by the freshman, Gracie Pierce.
Really good job by Gracie Pierce, flying in and grabbing the board.
And Pierce possesses the basketball, bounced it out front, and the ball taken by Kukas, and a foul called on the Blue Devils.
Well, just another example of sloppiness on the part of our Blue Devils. Be nice to see them tighten them up. And Coach Clark, I'm sure, will have a conversation with them when it's time.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Mendez back in the game for Richland. 37-31 Richland, 1:43 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side here is Stone. Bounces it to Davis. Davis will dribble to the wing, put it up for three. It's around and off, and the rebound to Gracie Pierce. Pierce on the far side to Billingsley. Billingsley stops on the far wing. And she'll get it up top to Hayes. A three straight away by Corinne is off the front of the rim. And the rebound off to Kukas, who is deflected from behind by Lawyer, but taken by Stone. Now it's Kukas in possession of the basketball. High post. Here is Stone. Jumper that's up and good.
A little bit too much layoff there by Corinne Hayes. We're going to have to pressure them because they can shoot.
39-31 in favor of Richland, and a whistle away from the ball, and a foul going to be called on Richland. And that foul is called on Davis. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Bridget Boyd in for Molly Franklin. And in for Richland is Nevaeh Nelson. She is in for Kukas. The Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, but first a timeout call. The 30-second timeout by Coach Clark and the Blue Devils. 1:02 left in the third, 39-31 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Richland Bombers 39-31 with 1:02 left in the third quarter.
Well, during that timeout, Taylor Davis was pleading her case with official Ryan Van Dyke about how she couldn't possibly have been called for that foul. And Mr. Van Dyke, not persuaded.
A shot from the far side by Lawyer was blocked by Nelson. We're going to have a foul called on Richland. Bomber fans not at all happy. That confirms it was a good call, Peter.
That's what I think.
That's the second on Nelson. The third in the quarter on Richland. Hayes far side with the basketball. Hands it off to Lawyer far side. Three on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Pierce. Pierce up top to Hayes. Long three on the way by Corinne is off the rim. No good. And the rebound deflected. Taken by Richland. And cherry picking in the front court is Drake. The pass too long for her. She saves it from going out of bounds. But saves it right to Corinne Hayes. Pass on the far side. Lawyer deflects the ball to Bridget Boyd. 26 seconds and counting left in the third. 39-31 in favor of Richland. Here is Billingsley driving near side. Lucy will put it up with the right hand. Too hard off the glass. Rebound off to Pierce. Far side it goes to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer, far side. Jumper on the way for three. It's in and out of heartbreak and the rebound off to Stone. She gives off to Mendez. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Top of the key. Here is Stone. Gets into the near corner. Shot on the way by Drake is good at the buzzer. 4-3. Here at the end of the third quarter, Richland 42, Wahigh 31, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eli. I come to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Wahigh Gym. Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Richland Bombers 42-31. Blue Devils did not play well in the third quarter last night at Southridge. Tonight, outscored 17-6 in period three.
Yeah, Richland's really clamped down in the last two quarters defensively, and our girls have just not taking care of the ball well enough to get into the offense and score efficiently. So hopefully the fourth quarter we can do a little better.
5 seconds on the shot clock. Pierce down in the low block. She'll try to put it up over Stone. She forced the shot and the shot clock violation, and the ball back to Richland. Blue Devils, another turnover.
Well, unfortunately, the fourth quarter starting off much like the second and the third. We have to be more disciplined with the ball.
Here's a knockaway by Bridget Boyd. She battles Mendez for the ball, and Richland wins the battle in that case. Richland in possession. Nelson offered Davis. Davis into the lane, gets it up top for Drake. The ball is volleyballed, taken by Davis on the near side. It goes to Mendez, puts it up and misses it, and the rebound off to Lucy Deal. Lucy Billingsley all the way, and she'll be fouled. Going up, going down the middle of the lane, Lucy Billingsley. Good deal there, and the foul called on Richland. That foul was called on Davis, her second. Lucy Billingsley to shoot two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is around and off. She missed it. Blue Devils' first miss of the ball game, and Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Kukas and Reyes are back. Davis checks out along with Mendez. 42-31 Richland, 6:42 left in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Lucy Billingsley is good. And the Blue Devils down 10, 42-32. Kukas into the front court. Just a 2-3 Blue Devil zone. Pass on the near side, deflected out of bounds by Bridget Boyd. Richland ball.
A little bit different look coming out here and out of the break there and into the zone. We'll see how they respond.
Far side, Nelson with a basketball. Gets it in the far corner to Drake. Bounce to inside for Stone. Knocked Pierce down, or knocked down Hayes, I should say. No call, and Stone puts the ball up and in. Corinne is not the kind of player that's going to flop, so that's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Here is Lawyer in the lane, and she is fouled by Nelson. Nice spin move by Makaya Lawyer, and she'll attempt two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws after being roughed up by Nelson. 6:08 left in the fourth quarter. Free throw by the Lawyer is good.
Really nice little free throw stroke there by Makaya Lawyer. She's just a good shooter.
Had 10 points last night at Southridge, 7 in the second quarter. And she's got 2 Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws to pull the Blue Devils to within 10, 44-34 in favor of Richland. We are 2 minutes in to the fourth quarter. Far side, Nelson with a basketball. One dribble, high post to Stone, inside for Drake. Reverse lane by Drake is good.
Well, Richland going ahead and breaking our zone with pretty easily. I was going to say with ease, but...
You said both.
I did say both.
Hayes with a pass inside to Boyd. Can't score inside, and the rebound comes off to Richland. Here's Kukas into the front court, and she's going to be bumped and fouled from behind by Bridget Boyd. 5:31 left in the fourth. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin in along with Delilah Franson. Gracie Pierce to the sideline. Makaya Lawyer to the sideline. Bombers inbounding far side. The ball into Kukas. High post. Here is Stone. Left alone. Puts it up. Air ball. And it goes out of bounds. Thank you very much.
Well, I think if we're going to run that 2-3 zone, Corinne Hayes has to come out and guard the high post a little bit more than she has. She's leaving that shooter open, and she's been pretty effective, so I would like to see her come out a little bit more.
And a timeout called by the Blue Devils as Franklin was pressured a bit on the near wing. Timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:11 left in the fourth quarter, 46-34 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Richland Bombers 46-34.
Well, we're going to have to be more aggressive on defense and a little bit more polished on offense here in the next 4 minutes if we're going to have a chance.
5:11 remaining in the fourth quarter of this senior day, senior night contest. Pass inside, saved and bounced by Franz, and out to Billingsley. A miraculous save by Delilah, and Billingsley goes into the lane, puts one up and misses it off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Drake.
Gotta have those, Roy. Gotta have those.
Absolutely, because we're getting to that point now where there's little or no margin for error. Gotta cash in on your offensive opportunities. Here's a three near side, put up and good. Speaking of cashing in, another three-point goal for Richland. That one by Reyes, and that is eight threes in the game for the Bombers, who now lead 49-34. Franklin with a basketball. Near side, Delilah Franzen. Franzen will drive near side, gets around Drake. Far corner, a three-pointer on the way by Billingsley. Is rounded off, no good, and the rebound off to Drake. Good rebound on her part. Here is Kukas out of the backcourt. Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys for this game. And Richland dressed in home white. Kukas drives into the lane, puts a shot up and in. It will not count. Blue Devil partisans want to travel, but instead a foul is called. They call a foul on Delilah Franzen.
Yeah, Coach Clark trying to get an explanation here from the officials. I don't think he's going to be satisfied with the answers that he's going to get.
And they say it was in the act of shooting. And Kukas puts it up. No good. Missed it. And the rebound taken by the Blue Devils. Kukas with that field goal. Unable to complete a three-point play. And another Blue Devil turnover. And Peter, the residue of last night beginning to rear its ugly head here in the Wahigh Gym.
Unfortunately, I mean, Richland is just too good a basketball team to give the ball back to him as many times as we have today. We just can't do that and expect to be successful.
Reyes drives into the lane, has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Moments ago, Kukas put a shot up and in. I just thought it was a two-shot foul. Well, it was a one-shot foul. One and one. She made one, missed one. And a five-second violation, I think, or did Richland get a timeout? No, they got a timeout, so no five-second violation. They were unable to inbound the basketball. Richland a full time with 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. 51-34 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Richland 51, Wahigh 34.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say, Roy. We're getting down to it here, and we just haven't quite been sharp enough to be in this game.
Bombers to inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Drake gets it in for Kukas. Kukas blows a left-handed lay-in. Delilah Franzen down the far side for the Blue Devils. Far side, Lucy Billingsley. Nice little ballet-type move that time by Delilah. She cut to the middle of the floor and pirouetted around and hit Lucy Billingsley far side. Franklin with the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Molly Franklin, far side to Boyd. 7 on the shot clock. Past the high post. Deflected. Taken by Billingsley. Down to 4 on the shot clock. Here is Boyd driving into the lane. Throws up a runner and scores!
Well, as nice as that shot was, we can't afford to use that much clock to score 2 points.
51-36 in favor of Richland. 3 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Reyes near side for 3. Air ball goes out of bounds. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer into the contest for Molly Franklin. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Boyd on the near side to Hayes. Corinne Hayes between the rings to Lucy Billingsley. 15 on the shot clock. Far side Boyd between the rings to Lawyer. Lawyer on the dribble. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Lawyer driving far side. Lost the basketball, but a foul is going to be called on Richland. And that foul is called on Reyes. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Bombers. Mendez checks in and she replaces Reyes. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley bounces it inside for Hayes. The ball is stolen by Richland, but not quite. A steal, but not a steal, because stepping on the end line was Mendez, and the Blue Devils will try it again along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. They just wanted me to get another mention in, right?
That's it.
Good strategy. Here's Billingsley up top to Boyd. Boyd, a 3 out front. Off the rim, no good. Here for the rebound, Franson, and she is fouled by Nelson with 2:19 to go.
Really good job by Delilah Franson in getting an active rebound, keeping the ball high, going right back up and drawing the foul.
Had good inside position to draw the second personal from Nelson. The free throw by Delilah, good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Davis is back for Richland. Franklin and Laney Hand in for the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw upcoming for Franzen. On its way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound is taken by Hand. An immediate contribution by Laney, and a foul is going to be called.
I actually really like that substitution by Coach Clark. If anything Laney Hand does, she brings energy to this group, and if she is going to come in and try to rebound and cause turnovers, she is the gal to do it.
And if anybody has any doubt about her energy, they should have listened to our post-game interview we did at Sageview on that Friday night. Oh, my gosh. Energy, composure, poise, enthusiasm, exuberance personified. Both free throws missed, but a rebound by Delilah Franzen. Gets it in the far corner. 3 on the way by Boyd is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and the ball back to Richland.
A little spring in the step of our gals here. That's nice to see.
Well, you'll certainly get it from Delilah Franzen. Make no mistake about it. Richland in transition. Great. Drops it off inside for Stone. Blows the lane. Gets it back and puts it back, and a foul call. And that foul is called on Bridget Boyd. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes checks in, and she is in for Laney Hand. Also checking in for the Blue Devils, zip zone Conoco substitution, Shayla Creason. She is in for Molly Franklin, and Maddie Olivares checks in for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franson. And a substitution for Richland. Jordan Davis is in for Deanna Drake. Other than that, no lane changes whatsoever.
Well, Roy,
thought we were at a hockey game.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Clark for the last 2 minutes is going to let all of his seniors play, which is wonderful.
Free throw by Stone, excuse me, is up and good. Completes the 3-point play. Carly Kreitz checks in for the Bombers. Also checking in is Fox. 54-37 in favor of Richland. We're now inside of 2 minutes time remaining in the fourth quarter. Billingsley near side. And a foul is going to be called on Richland. And that foul is called on Kreitz. Welcome to the game, Kreitz. Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline. No, they're not. That was the 15th foul. Inbounds pass to Hayes. Can't score in the low block. And the rebound comes off to Richland. Taken by Fox. Now, the scoreboard says 5 team fouls. I was thinking there were going to be free throws, but that's not the case. Kukas with the basketball. Now it's at the high post. Here's a shot by Jordan Davis. It rattles in and out. A heartbreak. But the Bombers get the offensive rebound. Far side, here is Kukas. Gets around Creason. Stops on the baseline. Puts it up. Misses it. Rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes. Far side to Maddie Olivares. The far corner to Lucy Billingsley. 113 and counting left in the fourth. 54-37 in favor of Richland. Near side with the basketball is Olivares. Hands it off to Boyd. A three straight away by Bridgie. It's short. The rebound off to Kukas. Kukas slowly out of the backcourt. A bit of a trot in her step. Near side to Davis. High post to Mendez. And Mendez out front is going to be fouled by Bridget Boyd. Now I take that back. The foul was called on Lucy Billingsley. That's the fourth team foul on the Blue Devils, and Richland will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Laney Hamm checks in for Corinne Hayes, who gets a nice round of applause from the partisans assembled. And deservedly so, Corinne checks out of the ball game with 16 points at 10 in the first quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Richland as well. 40 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. 54-37 Richland. A near lost ball. Hunts for the basketball near side, and she will travel.
Well, Roy, it's getting to be back curtain call time, where we get to really celebrate these seniors as they come off the court for the last time here at the Wahai Gym.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce in. Bridget Boyd to the sideline. The tears starting to flow on the near sideline, as you might imagine. Gracie Pierce from the free throw line. This is a jumper. The rebound off to Richland, taken by Mendez. Now I'm thinking the Blue Devils should just play aggressively, but not foul. And just as I say that, a whistle blown with 11 7/10 seconds remaining. Kayla Creason commits the foul. And Mendez will step to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First free throw is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Molly Franklin in for Lucy Billingsley.
Another great kid finishing her career at home here for the Blue Devils. We're awfully proud of him.
Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Mendez is good. And we're in the final 10 seconds of this ball game. 56-37 Richland. Far side, it is Pierce. Pierce driving far side. Spin move. Shot put up. Round enough, no good. The rebound comes off to Richland. Taken by Jordan Davis. And this ball game is over. Final score, Richland 56, Wahai 37. And we'll be back to the Wahai Gym after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by the Richland Bombers 56-37. And our post-game show is presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin our abbreviated Chevelle Construction post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And I think, Peter Allen, this is a no-doubter.
I agree. I'm assuming that you're talking about Corinne Hayes.
That's correct.
You know, she led us with 16 points, and innumerable other statistics on the floor and the intangibles that you can't measure. Just a great kid finishing her career here at the Wahai Gym with a great game.
And for her efforts, we select Corinne Hayes as our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And now final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Richland: Kukas with 8, Reyes 9, Drake 13, Mendez 13, Davis 4, Fox with 2, and Stone with 7. Richland with 22 field goals in the game, 8 from downtown. Richland 4 for 5 from the free throw line, and Richland was called for 16 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Mikaya Lawyer 2, Gracie Pierce 2, Lucy Billingsley 5, Delilah Franson 3, Bridget Boyd 9, Corinne Hayes with a game high 16 points. The Blue Devils, 13 field goals in the game, only one from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 10 for 14 from the free throw line. Wahai was whistled for 9 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to do it for our post-game show on the girls' side. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster, Phil Chevelle, at Chevelle Construction. We will commence our boys' pregame show, presented by Hutchins Family Farms, after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.